欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774聪妹柳私房拷贝，又到了我们训练语学英语的时间了。今天呢，我们要跟 Sally 来分享我与梦露的一周。
Yeah, hello everybody, I'm Sally. Nice to talk to you guys again. In today's program, we're going to talk about the movie My Week with Marilyn with you guys. So don't go away.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there.And turn. You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every day
My Week with Marilyn is a 2011 British biographical film directed by Simon Curtis.
本片由西蒙·柯蒂斯执导，根据 Colin Clark 的日记改编，讲述了上世纪50年代劳伦斯·奥利弗与玛丽莲·梦露拍摄影片《游龙戏凤》时的经历，从旁观者的角度描写了那个时代的梦露。
Yeah, based on two books by Colin Clark, the film depicts the making of the 1957 film The Prince and the Showgirl,which starred Marilyn Monroe and Laurence Olivier. It focuses on the week in which Monroe spent time being escorted around Britain by Clark after her husband Arthur Miller left the country.
由于在影片当中呢出色地演绎了梦露这个角色 ，Michelle Williams 获得了金球奖音乐喜剧类最佳女主角的桂冠，并且呢也获得了奥斯卡最佳女主角的提名。
For her portrayal of Monroe,Williams was awarded for the Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy Motion Picture. She also earned Best Actress nominations for the Academy Awards and British Academy Film Awards.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right.
那像 Williams 在影片中的造型呢，是根据梦露出演的电影《游龙戏凤》里的造型来定妆的。
Besides that, Curtis also used the same studio in which Monroe shot The Prince and the Showgirl in 1956.
影片大部分的场景呢，都是在当年拍摄《游龙戏凤》的影棚里完成的。Williams 使用的化妆间呢，也是当时梦露的化妆间。让我们赶紧来了解这个影片当中的故事。故事发生在1956年，在事业的巅峰期，梦露来到了英国，和劳伦斯·奥利弗拍摄影片《游龙戏凤》。
Well, there she met a young man named Colin Clark, who wrote a diary about the making of film.
影片的开头呢，就是 Colin Clark 的独白。当时的他还是个初出茅庐的小伙子。
Everyone remembers their first job. This is the story of mine. I was the youngest in a family of overachievers. My father was a world-famous art historian, and my brother was ahead of me in everything. I was always the disappointment. I found my solace in the small cinema I went to every Thursday night. Alfred Hitchcock, Orson Welles, Laurence Olivier, these were my heroes. I wanted to be a part of their world.When I was 23, I got my chance.
虽然 Colin Clark 刚刚从学校毕业，还是个未经世事的年轻人，但是他的家庭背景呢是相当显赫的。
他在独白里是这样说的 ：“I was the youngest in a family of overachievers。”其实这句话当中呢，最关键的一个词就是 overachiever。O-V-E-R-A-C-H-I-E-V-E-R 那这个 achiever 呢大家知道表示有成就的人 It can be referred to a person with a record of successes、For example, let's try to make a sentence His son would never be the achiever that his father was
这个儿子啊永远不能像他父亲这么的有成就那这个单词前面再加一个 over 呢大家就不难理解了吧 Overachiever 呢就表示一个人的这个成就啊不是一般的高那我们可以把它理解成成就非凡哈 It can be referred to a student who attains higher standards than the IQ indicate. 那 Colin 说呢，他是这么一个家庭里最小的一个孩子。他说 ，I was the youngest in the family of overachievers。这显然也让 Colin 感觉压力很大。Colin 说呢，他的父亲啊是一个世界闻名的历史学家，而哥哥呢在各个方面都是非常的优秀，他没有一点比得上哥哥。哎，他是这样形容的 ，My brother was ahead of me in everything。所以呢 ，Colin 觉得家里面的人，包括他自己，对自己都是很失望，因为到目前为止他是一无所成啊。主要是跟其他的人比起来哈，他这样说道 ，I was always the disappointment。言外之意也就是说呢，我没有任何一点能够值得别人啊以我为荣或者为我感到骄傲的。他又接着说道 ，I found my solace in the small cinema I went to every Thursday night。那么最终呢，我就发现呢，只有每周四到这个小小的电影院去的时候，才能找到些许的慰藉。那么这里我们听到了一个单词叫做 solace，S-O-L-A-C-E。Solace 表示安慰的意思。那比如说咱们造个句子哈。His acting career took a nosedive and he turned to drink for solace. 就这个人的演艺事业忽然一落千丈，于是乎呢他只好呢借酒消愁。那这里我们听到了 drink for solace, 也就是表示靠喝酒来得到慰藉安慰。
既然 Colin 说呢，看电影是唯一能够让他感到些许安慰的事情，当然他也就疯狂地爱上了电影。
所以 Colin 还说 I wanted to be a part of their world。因为他很崇拜那些电影明星，所以他说到呢，我也想成为他们那个世界当中的一份子。When I was 23, I got my chance. 而到了23岁的时候呢，我终于有了一次机会。
Everyone remembers their first job. This is the story of mine. I was the youngest in a family of overachievers. My father was a world-famous art historian, and my brother was ahead of me in everything. I was always the disappointment.I found my solace in the small cinema I went to every Thursday night. Alfred Hitchcock, Orson Welles, Laurence Olivier, these were my heroes. I wanted to be a part of their world. When I was 23, I got my chance.
当年的年轻的 Colin 来到了伦敦，找到了他人生中的第一份工作。
Following his graduation from university, aspiring filmmaker Colin Clark travels to London to get a job.
I had everything to prove to my family.But more to prove to myself. Like every young man, I had to make my own way. So I decided to leave home and join the circus.
Colin 是非常执着的，所以他最终在电影公司算是混了一份打杂的差事。而后呢，他终于等到了曾在一次家庭宴会上有过一面之缘的劳伦斯·奥利佛和他的妻子费雯丽。
Olivier's wife Vivien Leigh encourages Olivier to get Colin a job on his upcoming film The Prince and the Showgirl, starring Marilyn Monroe. Colin's first task is to find a suitable place for Marilyn and her husband, Arthur Miller, to stay at while they are in England. The press find out about the house, but Colin reveals that he rented another just in case, impressing Olivier and Marilyn's publicist, Arthur Jacobs.
随着梦露新戏的开拍呢，聪明能干的 Colin 终于是进了剧组了。
I suppose I might be able to do something for you. We don't have a third, yes? A third. Third assistant director. You do know what the job is.
Assistant director?
That's the last thing you do. Lesson one. Third's job is to do whatever the fuck I tell him. And what are you waiting for?Colin, lesson two, don't shit on your own doorstep. Got it? Got it. Lesson three, the third always stays nearby, not some bloody palace in London.
那 Colin 在剧组当中到底做什么工作呢？他的职位叫做 Third Assistant Director, 那也就是第三助理导演。那这个第三助理导演具体是干什么呢？录用他的人就这样说道 Third job is to do whatever I tell him. 我让你干嘛你就干嘛。说白了呢，也就是跟班的或者打杂的了。
那在众人的期待当中啊，望路终于来到了英国，进了剧组。而这次随行的呢，还有三个人。
Yeah, Marilyn brings her husband Arthur Miller, her business partner Milton H. Green, and her acting coach Paula Strasberg with her.
对于望路啊，剧组里所有的成员都是格外包容的。但是尽管如此，望路独特的行事风格还是让 Larry 十分失望。在这个剧组里啊，大家管导演，同时也是男主角的 Laurence Olivier 都像他的妻子 Vivian 一样称呼他为 Larry.
Olivier becomes frustrated when Marilyn is late to read through
She insists Paula sits with her, and when she has trouble with her lines, Paula must read them for her.
Larry 呢，尤其是不喜欢梦露的表演指导 Paula， 但是 Milton 劝 Larry 啊，不要太计较，要试着接受梦露的这些习惯。
You can't have two fucking directors.
Marilyn wants Paula.
Why? She's got me.
Paula's costing us $2,500 a week. We might as well use her. Listen, Larry. Accept Marilyn on her own terms and you'll be okay. Try to change her and she will drive you crazy. Trust me.
Christ, what have I got myself into?
Milton 显然是很了解 Marilyn 的，所以呢，他劝 Larry 说到呢 ，Accept Marilyn on her own terms and you'll be okay. 你接受 Marilyn 自己的做事方式呢，你就没问题了。And try to change her and she will drive you crazy. 相信我没错的哈，如果你要想试着改变她的话，她绝对会让你疯掉。
电影呢，终于是顺利的开拍了，但是梦露啊，时常让全组的人苦等她，而且呢，在拍摄中的表现啊，也是十分的让 Larry 失望。
Marilyn starts arriving later to the set and often forgets her lines. Her performance indeed drives Larry crazy.
She's impossible. I should have cast Vivian.
If anyone can make her great, it's you, sir.
Well, let's just hope I'm as brilliant as you think I am. I'll be a good boy and keep an eye on her.
Yes, sir.
除了 Larry 之外呢，似乎大家都在替梦露说好话，不过这并不足以安慰 Larry， 所以呢，他也经常的对 Milton 和 Colin 发脾气。
We've only been shooting for 4 days already. We're 2 weeks behind.
So why not only show her the good takes? Then she might feel better about herself.
Well, the kid's right. She can use the confidence.
No one's forcing her to watch. Besides, she's an experienced actress. She should learn from her mistakes.
But they only upset her.
Not half so much as they upset me!
Larry 呢，对梦露是越来越失望，在片场的脾气也越来越大。
Marilyn struggles to understand her character and leaves the set when Larry insults her.
Maybe she's scared.
But I'm scared! I spent half of my professional life in abject bloody terror! It's what actors do!
But you have the training to deal with it.
No, I wouldn't buy the little girl lost at this IOU. And heaven knows it's tempting. I think Bella knows exactly what she's doing. Look, you better get over to Parkside and make sure the poor girl's all right.
尽管怒火难平啊，但是梦露呢还是不可或缺的。Larry 也明白镜头里的梦露呢是那么的光彩照人，所以呢他要 Colin 去看望一下梦露，看看他的心情是不是好点了。
Colin goes to check on Marilyn at Parkside House. He hears an argument and finds a tearful Marilyn sitting on the stairs with author's notebook.Which contains the plot of a new play that appears to poke fun at her.
心情抑郁的梦露呢，无法投入到工作当中，因此居然在片场罢工了。Colin 呢，再次被拆到了化妆间里查看情况。
Are you alright, Miss Monroe?
How old are you?
24. I'm 23, but I'm nearly 24.
You know, you remind us of the young king in the movie. Sweet and innocent.
I'm not sure I'm that innocent.
So what's your job on this picture?
I'm the third assistant director, so it's a gopher really. Go for this, go for that.
But you're Larry's assistant too.
Yes.
What were you doing in my house last night? Did he send you?
He was worried about you.
Are you spying on me?
No, of course not. Why would anyone spy on you?
Colin, whose side are you on?
Yours, Miss Monroe.
Call me Marilyn.
梦露时好时坏的怪脾气呢，不仅总是惹怒 Larry， 而且她的新婚丈夫 Arthur 也受不了了。因为梦露看了她写的新作，认为丈夫 Arthur 呢是在重伤自己，于是两个人闹翻了。Arthur 告诉 Larry 自己要回美国去了。
I'm going back to New York for a few days.I need a break. I need to see my kids.
That won't help, Matt.
I can't help her. She wants me to protect her, but I can't. She thought I could smash all her insecurities, that I can make her a new person. She read some notes I made. Well, they were nothing, just a few ideas.
But about her?
She took them the wrong way.
You do love her, your new bride and all that.
I can't work. I can't think. She's devouring me.
几乎的甜蜜似乎很快就过去了，所以现在呢 ，Marilyn 的丈夫 Arthur 呢也感到非常的困扰。他这样说道 ：“She wants me to protect her, but I can't.
她总想让我时时刻刻都保护她，但是呢，我不行。
And she thought that I could smash all her insecurities.
她觉得我可以打破她所有的这种不安。那么这里我们听到了 smash 这个单词，表示打碎、粉碎的意思，拼写是 smash。那到底打碎什么东西呢？这里我们听到的是 insecurity。大家知道 security 表示安全的意思，那 insecurity 呢就表示不安了。这样子是说呢，梦露希望我给她一种安全感，为什么呢？ That I can make her a new person， 因为这样呢，我就可以帮她重塑一个全新的自己了。但是显然呢， Arthur 认为自己无能为力哈，而且也被搞得焦头烂额的，所以她现在的状况是 I can work, I can think, she's devouring me。 事实证明呢，我没法工作，没法思考，他正在一点一点的吞噬我。那这里出现了一个单词叫 devour， D-E-V-O-U-R， 这个单词表示吃光、吞食的意思。比如说造个句子啊，叫做 Lions devoured a zebra in a short time， 瞬间之内的这个狮子就把斑马给吃掉了。那这里 Arthur 说的 She's devouring me， 也就是表示呢，他正在消耗我的精力，使得我精疲力竭啊，已经没有办法再做其他的事情了。
I'm going back to New York for a few days. I need a break.I need to see my kids.
That won't help Violet.
I can't help her. She wants me to protect her, but I can't. She thought I could smash all her insecurities, that I could make her a new person. She read some notes I made. Well, they were nothing, just a few ideas.
What about her?
She took them the wrong way.
You do love her, your new bride and all that.
I can't work. I can't think. She's devouring me.
丈夫的离开呢，让梦露是非常的伤心，甚至取消了原定的拍摄计划。
Marilyn does not show up to the set following Arthur's departure, and she asks Colin to come to part site, and they talk.
Are you frightened of me, Colin?
No.
Good, because I like you. I want you to help me.
Well, I'm only the third. I'm a messenger.
But you know everything that's going on. You can see both sides of the situation. Please tell me everything. Relax. I thought you weren't scared of me. Are you hungry? I'll have them send in a tray. I'm starved. Oh gosh, I'm sorry.Am I interrupting something? Maybe you have a Mrs. Collin waiting for you at home.
There's no Mrs. Collin.
So we can talk as long as we like. Why is Sir Olivier so mean? He talks awful to me. Like he's slumming.
I'll tell you what's wrong. It's agony for him because he is a great actor that wants to be a film star. And it's agony for you because you're a film star who wants to be a great actress. And this film won't help either of you.
You sure you can handle that? You don't look old enough to drink.
I'm 23, Miss Unruh.
Oh, it's Marilyn. I'm 30. I guess that makes me an old lady to you.
7 years is nothing.
You know I've been married 3 times already. How did that happen?
I mean, you're just looking for the right man.
They always look right at the start.
梦露呢，希望 Colin 能够对自己很坦诚，告诉他别人对自己的真实想法。
Marilyn 很不解地问 Colin 说 ，Why is Sir Olivier so mean？ 为什么 Olivier 对我这么刻薄啊 ？He talks awful to me。他跟我说话说得很难听 ，like he's slumming， 就像他在访问贫民窟一样啊。这里我们听到了 slum 这个单词 ，S-L-U-M， slum 表示贫民窟的意思。比如说前两年的奥斯卡获奖影片叫做 Slumdog Millionaire， 翻译成中文呢叫做贫民窟的百万富翁。那在这儿呢 ，Marilyn 说 ，like he's slumming， 这个 slum 呢是做动词讲，就表示 visit slums for entertainment or out of curiosity。Marilyn 的意思是说，他对我说话的时候一点都不尊重，让我觉得自己很低贱似的。那 Colin 赶紧解释说道 ，It's agony for him because he's a great actor that wants to be a film star。他其实也很痛苦，因为他是一位呢想要成为电影明星的伟大演员。And it's agony for you because you are a film star who wants to be a great actress. 而你的痛苦之处则在于你是一个想要成为伟大演员的电影明星。And this film won't help either of you. 而这部电影呢帮不到你们中的任何一位。
Are you frightened of me, Colin?
No.
Good. Because I like you. I want you to help me.
Well, I'm only the third. I'm a messenger.
But you know everything that's going on. You can see both sides of the situation. Please tell me everything. Relax. I thought you weren't scared of me. Are you hungry? I'll have them send in a tray. I'm starved. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting something that you have a Mrs. Collin waiting for?
Oh, no, there's no Mrs. Collin.
So we can talk as long as we like. Why is Sir Olivier so mean? He talks awful to me. Like he's slumming.
I'll tell you what's wrong. It's agony for him, because he is a great actor that wants to be a film star. And it's agony for you, because you're a film star who wants to be a great actress. And this film won't help either of you.
You sure you can handle that? You don't look old enough to drink.
I'm 23, Miss Monroe.
Oh, it's Marilyn. I'm 30. I guess that makes me an old lady to you.
7 years is nothing.
You know I've been married 3 times already. How did that happen?
I mean, you're just looking for the right man.
They always look right at the start.
梦露呢邀请 Colin 和他一起到花园里散步，并且说呢自己很信任他，希望 Colin 能够站在自己的一边。
You know, every time I walk into the studio, I feel as if a doom come over me. He gives me the dirtiest look, even when he's smiling. And the crew hates me.
No, that's not true.
The only person I can trust is Paula.Except for you now, maybe.
Phone call from New York, Miss Monroe. It's Mr. Miller.
Goodbye, Colin.
Goodbye.
Thank you for telling me the truth.
因为工作的关系呢，大明星梦露和这个初出茅庐的小伙子 Colin 之间似乎产生了一种特殊的友谊。那到底接下来的故事将如何发展呢？这部电影能不能够顺利的继续拍摄呢？而在这个拍摄的过程当中又有哪些故事发生呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Sally 来分享这部有点传记性质的影片《我与梦露的一周》。
Yeah, let's wait till tomorrow. We'll definitely talk about the rest part of the story with you guys. So stay tuned.
But be careful, boy.She doesn't need to be rescued. Not really.
She breaks hearts. She will break yours. My advice to you is quit before you get burned.
I don't need your advice.
You don't see Marilyn again. You don't even talk to her. She's completely off limits to you. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Please don't forget to visit www.am774.com to have a listen to the program. And meanwhile, stay in touch with us.
当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 7774收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台 I'm Jesse See you tomorrow
I'm Sally Have a nice day
Enjoy listening
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world She walks into mine
Enjoy learning
I'm going to that corner there And turn You stay in the car and drive awayPromise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every day
第七届赢在创意全球华语广播栏目大赛鸣锣开战即日起至5月9号，我们面向全球征集广播创意。了解详情，请登录北京广播网“赢在创意”官方网页，或拨打电话8501-3263 8501-3263。快来加入吧，谱写你心中的美妙音符。
想省钱、省心、省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧！微信用户搜索公众号“北京外语广播”，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目。每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间，零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信，订阅您的英语学习好管家。
Now you don't know me, lightning above and a fire. It's 14 hours.